Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
I'm not trying to come, just telling you, this is something I've been holding back for a long time. All right, Brother Bridges, is the truth or am I a liar? You know the truth. Who does? God, the Holy Ghost, is tired of holding back what's all meant for His people. Some of you can look right at it and not even see it because it's not revelation to you. Either some seen it, don't want it, some have not seen it, not got revelation on it. You tiptoe with all the things you got, the books you got wrote, it's good. But when you come down to the name of Jesus, the water test is going to separate. That's what Gideon did. The water separated them. That's flat, good Holy Ghost preaching. I feel like I'm 13 years old again. Feel like I got burned up in the Holy Ghost. How can my grandson preach truth if I don't preach it? I'm trying to tell you there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, not five or six of them. Everybody ain't going to make it. I may not make it. But I'm going to tell you, it's not because I don't know truth. I know truth. Not that I know all the truth, but in Him dwells all the fullness. And you're complete in Him. I'm not picking on nobody. I'm just telling you this has been held back. And the Holy Ghost said, I'll do works and signs and wonders and miracles among you now if you'll let me. Said, you can't go any further than the head. It all goes down on the skirt in Jesus' name. While Jezebel was killed, Jehu had 5 quarts of oil anointing him that ran down on his skirt into his shoes to go after that, I'm going to say it, that hussy. Not just a woman. It's a spirit of control. It's a spirit of demonics. And he's sneaky. And if you let your Holy Ghost not be prayed up, hallelujah, not have your lamp full of oil, you'll let it go right by you. One thing makes a difference. If you slumber and you sleep, you ain't got no trouble knowing what I believe. You ain't got no trouble knowing who I am. Now, Sister Pierce, it may be thinner than what it is right now. But when God asks to the church daily, that should be saved. And they were all Noahs. And they were all 8 Noahs, the new beginning. I believe God's given us a new beginning right here. Been here 24 years, should have a house full of people and a new church building. Why haven't we? Because sometimes, this was said here, not it was in order, still in order. And if you don't like order, praise God. If you follow man and what they believe and all kind of things they've got together, come on. I'm not getting out of something to get in sin. I want to follow God. I need the fellowship of my brethren and sisters. But there's just one Lord. And there's just one Bible. Holy Bible. You take all kind of rabbit tracking you want to do, but if it don't come back to the Word of God, it's false doctrine. I told one of my young men this week, he said, well, we going to go to church? I said, be careful. They'll start out with this and end up because they go right back to the law. Well, I won't call it out. They go right back to the law. They think they're calling Jesus. Come. But what it's all about is they can't get it any other way. You understand? It seems like they can't stay with the truth. Any of it. But they're going to rabbit track off and go back to the shofar, go back to the law, go back to the holy days. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying stay in the Word. Get born again. Get the name of the Lord invoked on you. Get the blood. Come on. Don't rabbit track. We need some real supernatural heroes today. Say, well, I don't agree with that. Well, just don't agree with it. Because I got this by revelation only through the grace of God. Not make me some great man of God. The Bible said this truth is so prevalent, even a fool will not err in it. This is so clear that a fool, that's a man with no sense of judgment, he forbid us to use that language, cannot err in the way of that. You get revelation. Three manifestations. But now, hey, be ye filled. I believe when you really come to God, you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's not a finished work. A finished work. Some people have come when without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues and living the life, you cannot make it. If you know a little bit about the Word, now God's going to judge that. But I'm going to say that we got all kinds of questions and things that we don't even have the answers for. But this Word of God, there's things, sister, I just walk away from. I say, I don't have the answer to that. When things happen to people's family, things happen in our family, I don't know. But I know that God knows all about it. I don't know why that's sin. I don't know why that. God's going to judge that. He said, don't you judge the least matters among you, because don't you know you're going to judge the world? Now, let's just break that down. Did I get off superheroes? Did you know sooner or later you're going to be kings and priests unto God? There's going to be 24 thrones around. That's going to be the tribes, I know, but there's going to be around the throne of God. You're going to be sons of God. Right now, you're sons of God. You can tell, but this we have a flesh, a supernatural body that'll never die. He said, don't judge the least thing among you. Because don't you know in the world to come, in the third heaven, and there's a fourth heaven. Paul was called to the third heaven, thrones of God, the throne of God, the angels, the celestial beings, the cherubim. I'm getting there, but just give me time. And the watchers, angels, throne of God, God allows you to sit with him. You're going to be able to, hey, come riding with Revelation 19th chapter, 10,000 of the saints riding on white horses. That's just the beginning. We've already been to the marriage supper of the Lamb, if we believe that. Now, maybe that may be the way you believe it. You may believe we go all through the tribulation. If you want to go there, go. If I go, I'll have to go. I'm going to skid my feet and I won't go through the tribulation. I don't want to go. Well, maybe a little in it. I don't know. I just know that I believe he's going to call his bride away and make us. We got to be ready. Boy, this is next Sunday, if we have a next Sunday. We'll see how many's going to be here next Sunday. I hope it's a whole house full of people. Church, on Wednesday night, you can't even set up a good prop to show people because we got so much work and stuff to do and things that we don't even come back to church anymore until next Sunday. Maybe. You better nail your britches to these pews and say, God, my heart's there too, and I'm going to be there come hell or hallelujah. You give all the excuses you want, but I promise you Monday morning, if the sun shines and it's slicked over, you're going to be trying to get out of the driveway. Oh, boy. Heroes. You better say, what I call a real hero is an old saint of God. Somebody that's a man, not just an old woman. Say, you ever seen an old woman that's come to church today and they know they're getting ready to meet the Lord, but they've been living for God 50 years and they keep coming. Just persevere. Love Jesus. It's going to be all right. And you say, Lord, So I'm saying, even though you're not old, but there's coming a time you're going to get older. Come, you don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what accident. You don't know what things is going to come your way. So let's be ready. I know one day I'm going to meet the Lord. So we got Samson, sunshine, hero. He was a superhero, but he was a super failure. Read on just a little. Excuse me. Now, the Lord was moving with him. You get on down to the last verse. It says, what did it say what about him in the last verse there? Read it. Between Zorah. Yeah. And Samson went down. You got down, down, down. She's just as good as an Israelite lady. She's just, no, she's not. Because she don't know the God you know. She don't know what covenant you got with God. That the Lord come down and told you, an angel of God, that come down and told you what you was going to be. The reason some of you are fighting things is because you got a call of God in your life and you're trying, not just a thought, you're trying to divert and exit. But if you're called to preach, you're called to win souls, do it, and do it with your heart. The reason Nathaniel, should I say, Trey, is doing what he's doing is because he's doing it with his heart. Right now, he don't have luggage. I got to speak with the parables here. He's not saying, oh, mama, guess what? I'm so in love. Guess what? She's the only one. Guess what, Lord? And some of you need to live your young life out. Love the one you're going to love, but wait till you get old enough to get married. Boy, I felt that spirit. It's true. I could stand to all these women that won't do it and ask them, you'd probably went on to college and enjoyed your life and, you know, starting out. But let me say this. Generally, a man that's 25, if he don't get married by 25, he's wasting his years. That's when I'm looking, and sometimes 30. Because I look at one guy, I know one guy, great guy, Christian guy, spirit-filled guy. He said, he makes little jokes about everything. He's about 53, 54 years old, and he's never been engaged. He's always liked a girl, and the girl's always left. And I looked at somebody's page work, and it was, you know, on Facebook. I said, well, he says, has all kind of ways that he ain't getting married, but he is getting married. I'm saying, Lord, by the time he gets to be 65, he done lost all his vim and vitality almost. I said, no. But hold it, it ain't nothing like a young couple to get married. Come on, preach to me. I mean, come on, talk to me. It's a love talk. This is male and female. It ain't nothing like when I first married my wife. Boy, I'm going to tell you, we was together day and night. Day and night, day and night, day and night. Now some of you are sitting 2 feet apart. Some of you are sitting across the room. Some of you won't even come to church together. Superheroes that stay with somebody over 50 years and still love them and get their clothes out. Hallelujah. Get them, wash the dirty clothes. Brian, you be quiet. Sister Pam, you are a jewel. Your husband knows that. Hallelujah. People, what's happened to our love life? Amen. If you could find a husband that would be really right, many of you single people or unmarried people, you say, Lord, but after a while you're going to start having little things that ain't going to be just right. You know, they're cooking not right. The dog shouldn't be in here. Or you should have done this. Why didn't you wash these few dishes? Why didn't you sweep the floor? Hey, hold a hold. I won't have to finish having a good service here. Hallelujah. But it's the truth. It's true. Some of you staying single because I can't find a man. There's plenty of men out there, but are they good husbands? Are they good? Are they going to wine and dine you every Friday night and take you out on dates and love you? Come on. When you're not able to walk right, not able to talk right, come on. And you can't carry yourself around, come on, preach it right. And you got to the place, dear Lord, nobody ever comes see me. The other night we was talking, won't call no names, and there were some people who said, well, what about mom and daddy? Move out. I said, leave them where they are. Because if you start dragging their stuff all over the country, if they able to take care of their self a little bit, somebody get the groceries in the house. Because they got furniture. They got this that you don't want. When my daddy passed away, you know what I told him? I said, go get everything out and just sell it. Because I didn't like doing the memories and seeing all the stuff of mom and dad and stuff that I was a boy when I come up to see. You understand? I don't mean pull a truck up. There's things that's valuable, but the things, hallelujah, the quilts and the old coats and stuff that they used to wear, most people ain't going to pay a nickel for them. I got off track here. But I'm preaching to some of us right now, even myself. Don't look so sad. It ain't over yet. We got many more years, I believe. Don't look so sad. But Samson was a man after God's, should I say, he should have been after God's heart, but he was not. He seemed like he went after the world.
Of the daughters of the Philistines, now therefore get her for me two wives.
Now hold it. A Philistine, it's like you going to Iraq and Iran and getting a wife or a husband that just don't they ain't never, unless God really does, or going to an Indian nation or going over here down to Brazil, going somewhere that they don't see nothing like you see. It's going to take God. He had his mother. He had his, you know, first woman that he that read the riddle and told us, you plowed my heifer. Remember, read on. You read the scripture and you find out he had a woman. He said, he pleases me, but they wanted a riddle that he'd give out. How the eater came forth meat, and how the strong came forth sweetness. He said, if you tell me this riddle, you Philistines, I'll give you so many of this and clothes and stuff. So he said, you plowed my heifer. Now, I don't know altogether what that means. I'm going to get you a muse today. You can get your encyclopedias and all your textbooks and find out what plowing your heifer means. I really don't know. But he said, if you hadn't plowed my heifer, you'd have never known the riddle. And they told him to read, the eye of the lion came forth meat. And what out of the strong came forth sweetness. So we may play with the world. Just remember, the world is going to get something close to you. So that woman ended up dying. Her daddy ended up dying. Samson came back upset later on and killed a whole bunch of them. Then he went out after a while, and they tried to capture him in a city. And he went down among the prostitutes and the women, and he had affairs. Superhero, folks. Look what he went through before he really got right with God. And the Bible said, in the morning time, the Lord spoke, said, you go and go out those gates. He took the gates by the and pulled him up out of the ground. I got him out of the ground and carried him to another hill. And the enemy watched him and said, oh, God, we don't want to fool this guy. Don't want to fool this guy. Then they jumped on him again, and he took a jawbone of a donkey. A jawbone of a donkey. He said, well, that's just way out there. Not for a man that wants a woman the wrong way. He was in the spirit of lust. But he had anointing on him. Sometimes you can move, and the anointing will, hey, you can move in the wrong direction. Oh, boy. Am I just going too crazy for you today? You can go into the wrong direction. You can change angels. He killed 1,000 Philistines, or one jawbone of the jawbone of the donkey. Brian, you got me mixed up. You got me on that Sanford Son stuff, praise God. He's always quoting a scripture, which is not a scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a real world right here today. And then you're watching us. You think we've lost our mind. But I'm going to tell you, we need to know that we're on the verge of the biggest revival we've ever seen. We may not agree on everything, but I promise you the Lord is going to come back. Those that are sick and those that need deliverance, the Holy Ghost is here. The presence of God's here. And I'm going to be quiet. I should have been quiet to start off with, but we're in warfare. You think we're in warfare? Yes, we're in warfare. The man that's been going to be put into office has been trying to be assassinated twice that we know about. Had all these aliens coming across the border that they are going to try to catch and do what? And put them back. Now, we've had all these years, 4 years of a spirit as it snorteth in the wind. The scripture said, as a wild donkey snorted in the wind. And so that's what America's been like. It's been just do what you feel like doing. Burn the cities down. Burn the forest down. Kill the people. Enjoy yourself. Drink and be merry. Let's just hand out money to everybody. Now you got law and order. Seem like the sheriff's coming back in town. From here, from Peter Pan and Goldilocks, over here to Shoot Out Corral to the place. Don't do it. Just don't do it. We're going to come get you. It don't matter where you are. And that's what the ice man said. I said it like that. And you got people running. You got people organizing for all kinds of things. And you got a church that fasted 1 week. 1 week. And really, we need to be fasting twice a week. More than the Pharisees fast. He said, your righteousness should exceed the Pharisees. That was back in other words, Jesus' times. That was the ones that were so-called righteous in the synagogue. Your righteousness should exceed their righteousness. 2 days to fast. But it meant go longer than that if you're going to exceed their righteousness, I believe. 3 days. We are just spoiled. And I don't look at the world for my heroes. Amen. I look at the church of the living God. And I say, I don't know all the Christians. I don't know the ones that's really living for God or not living for God. But I know there's a group of people that he's going to call out. And I know there's people going to be saved. It's going to be God to judge them and to judge me. But if you know to do right and do it not, it is sin unto you. We stand to our feet. I've jumped, I've hopped, I've danced, I've whistled a little bit, I've unplugged and plugged, and I've said, Lord, are we going to dance or are we just going to sit here? But when God does a miracle, and we don't know when he has done a miracle, I just know that this coming administration, we've already had opportunities, terrible situations, but when change comes so suddenly, and it looks like it's going to come like a thief in the night. It's going to come. When this border shut down, all the money is not going to be given out. Russia, Ukraine, Israel, all this stuff. And you do your best in the right way. Say it's the right way. The right way, whatever it is. And they tried their best to correct it from the other ones. And the other ones thought they might have been correcting it. And here we got. We got to have a real hero in the Lord. I do not find where Jehu ever repented and talked to God about being a real, true Israelite. But he was. I didn't say he was holy. Matter of fact, the Bible said he was reckless. He was reckless. You never hear this about Jehu. Jehu, he hated Jezebel's spirit. Baal, he hated. But do you know he had a golden calf in his own house? So be sure that you don't judge one thing and go back home and you got to go, oh boy, I hit something there. He thought it was normal, but hey, God needs to convict us of everything we're doing that's not right. I'm talking about me, mostly me. Here I am grasping for words, praying, God, give me the right words. Lord, the people, we need to hear, not with these ears, but with the spiritual ears to our heart, to know that you're Almighty God, Heavenly Father. Amen. You say, I believe that. Come on, Sean. I do believe that as you come and you want to give, I want you to come and I want you to pray as you give. I want everybody together on this altar. If there's anybody in this house that we need to pray, it's time to pray. I've gone long enough. Now you pray for me that Satan does not try to beat me over the head with what I've preached. Because, hey, I thought over here a few minutes ago, I watched my grandson as he was doing such a great job. I thought, Lord, go back 50 years. Go back 60 years, 50 at least. And remember, when in Bible college, they give me a message. They give several of the preachers a message. They give them a scripture to preach on. I remember the guy before me, he was given a scripture, and he said, this is not the way my God works. He was a young man. And I always remembered about that guy. He said, the Lord gives me what generally he wants me to preach. And it's never left me what he said. He taught me a lesson the first year we was there. And Pentecostal Bible Institute. People say, well, it's Pentecostal. It was just all kind of people that come there from all over the world to come through. Sister Martin, Brother Ekstad. You got Brother Ray G. Jones years gone. People that some people knew. You got Brother Padfield. You got all these people. You know, and it's very odd that people that you've known for years, they act like they don't know you. That's what really bugs me sometimes. Forgive me, Lord. Somebody you've been knowing 60 years, and you went to college with them, school with them. And then somebody you preached revivals in 16 weeks for. Hey, buddy, I'm the same guy I was when I first come to God. I may not be perfect, not yet. But I'll tell you one thing. I still preach Jesus. I still preach the blood. I still preach God loves you. God is going to be the judge, not Charles. But one day, and you know something, I don't believe it's going to be too long. 25 is going to be a different year. It's going to be battle, victory, battle, victory, battle, victory. And tomorrow, I don't want you to sit and watch something, but history in this next week, and matter of fact, to February the 11th, now January, February, March, April, 11th of 25. This baby has got to be born. The power of transfer has got to be given to Donald J. Trump. That's not going to be easy. We have fought torment as a nation, getting all this stuff. I don't know how it's going to work, but I know that Israel right now is trying to negotiate to get all those people back during October 7th that was taken. I know that America is under scrutiny by China, by Russia, by some of the places we don't even realize, North Korea, little rocket man. And I know this, that America needs jobs back in it. I know people, we have been set against one another with racial barriers. I'm going to preach it. We didn't have as much racial barriers. Only from 2008 has been more racial barriers put up, a black, white, Hispanic, all that. We used to have all kinds of people coming here. I hardly ever preach on anything like that. But this is what's going on. It's a different, we know that we're not living to the place that we can, like it used to be. Let's go to church tonight. God's going to bless tonight. Let's go 3 weeks. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Now if you go 2 nights, you've really done something. I mean, you're exhausted. We're looking more for the cold weather than we are for the move of God.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.